Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Gary Sheffield. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joey Meyer. Batting seventh. The DH, Gus Polidor. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie O'Brien. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Wegman. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Shane Raleigh. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gagne. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Raleigh fires to first and has Molitor trapped. There's the throw to Gagne, who tags Molitor for the out. One out. Gary Sheffield, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Sheffield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gladden strikes out. One out. Wally Backman, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Backman hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Deer takes first base on ball four. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Braggs strikes out. There goes Deer. The throw from Laudner to second, and Deer is out. Two outs. Joey Meyer, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Harbeck takes first base on ball four. Gary Gaetti, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gaetti takes first base on ball four. Harbeck moves to second. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. Harbeck moves to third. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Laudner takes first base on ball 4. Larkin moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gus Polidor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Polidor hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gantner moves to third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gantner tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Gary Sheffield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sheffield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sheffield hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Deer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Deer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Brewers. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Braggs hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden bunts towards the mound. Wegman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Francisco Oliveras now pitching. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Polidor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Polidor is 0 for 1 in the game. Polidor hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Meyer moves to second. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards second. Backman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Deer. Bush reaches second base with a double. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first, with Wegman covering, for the out. Bush moves to third. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Laudner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sheffield is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sheffield is hit by the pitch. Molitor moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Sheffield moves to second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Deer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Braggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Braggs strikes out. Two outs. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Spears now playing shortstop. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Deer. Gladden reaches second base with a double. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Backman is 0-for-2 in the game. Backman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner catches it and throws to second with Spears covering, to double up Gladden. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gus Polidor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Polidor is 0-for-2 in the game. Polidor hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Polidor reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Deer. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Deer. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Harbeck moves to third. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bush strikes out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-2 in the game. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Spears hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Yount hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Deer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Deer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Backman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Francona now playing first base. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Laudner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne bunts towards the mound. Wegman fields it and throws to first for the out. Laudner moves to second. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gladden is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gladden hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Laudner scores. It's 5-1, Brewers. Chuck Krim now pitching. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Backman is 0-for-3 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gladden moves to third. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gladden scores. Backman moves to second. It's 5-2, Brewers. Bill Krueger now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Backman moves to third. Puckett moves to second. Al Newman pinch runs for Kent Harbeck. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gaetti strikes out. 2 outs. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Randy Bush. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo now playing right field. German Gonzalez now pitching. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Braggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin juggles the ball. That's an error on Larkin. Mike Felder pinch runs for Glenn Braggs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Felder. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Felder steals second. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Felder moves to third. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Francona hits a line drive towards third. Gaetti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gus Polidor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polidor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Polidor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felder scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gantner is hit by the pitch. Polidor moves to second. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Polidor moves to third. Gantner moves to second. Gary Wayne now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Polidor tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 7-2, Brewers. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Spears is 0-for-1 in the game. Spears hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Felder now playing left field. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-3 in the game. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-3 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Yount is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Deer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Deer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Felder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gladden is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Gladden reaches second base with a double. Brian Harper pinch hits for Wally Backman. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Harper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gladden moves to third. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Newman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.